Hallelujah, hallelujah. His name is great. His power is great. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who is by the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, that we'll gladly assemble before you this day, our Abba. Ah, yes. Our Abba. So precious is that sound, Abba. And it shows your tenderness, not like father or avats. There is no name, no expression that express your tenderness unto Israel. And we are privileged to call you Abba. And so we call out to our Abba. You would strengthen Israel. You would keep us in the way that leads unto the life, the power of revelation of truth. That is Yahshua revealed from us. That the light that everyone will see will be the light of our delight in Yahshua. Help us this day and restore all Israel is my prayer. Shalom in Jerusalem. And feed the poor, I ask. In Yahshua's name, Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, if you're ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of you in the presence of his Abba. Shalom, Israel. Yabarakim. You may be seated. I take great delight in my Abba, Yahweh, the Most High, for there is none other like him. I am not ashamed of the power of the message of Yahshua, for it is a message of the strength of Torah that makes Israel free. So I am not ashamed of that message of deliverance, because he comes to break every shackle from off the lives of Israel. If we are ashamed of him, then he will be ashamed of us before the Abba. I know that there are times that I reiterate things, but Yah means what he says, Israel, that you come before him with dancing and shouts of Teshuah, Teshuvah. He means what he says. Hallelujah. He means for you to play on your timbrels at the shout of the Teshua, the power of victory in Yahshua. Now we can't placate ourselves all we want to and satisfy our rebelliousness and feed upon that. It is a wicked thing to do. He asks us of the simple things to do. Has nothing to do with your age. Has nothing to do with your physical morbid ways and actions. Because when you go in the store and they tell you it will cost $5, you have no problem with that. That register quite well. It is only the instructions of Yahweh that do not register with a rebellious people that are going about seeking their own ways that they have perceived that they are right. I want to remind us and reacquaint you with Yah. He means what he says. For every word that he speaks is pure. And when we do not respond the way he commands us, it is an act of defiance of the Torah, the teaching of Yahweh. Has nothing to do with your dysfunctionality. It has to do with what he commands you to do, and you do it. If Yah says stop, he means for us to stop. If he tells us and commands us to lift his name with the concendra from the earth, that even the heavens above will be shaken, he means what he says. He means what he says. And the reason that we cannot do it, because he is not viable, and neither is he a reality unto us. He is this false, suspicious thing that we have created in our minds as to who he is. But the Torah tells us who this great one is. As I laid in my bed last night, considering the scripture, the word of Yah, and as I thought of the great battle that Shaul had to be afflicted of by Almighty Yah as he led him, and his strength, or the strength of his might, was drawn on from the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. You must realize that the letters of Shaul and Kephar, these men, it was 30 years after Yahshua had gotten up from the grave that these letters began to be revealed. And so the strength of Yahshua is the power of the Torah. And if there is no revelation of Torah in the renewed covenant, then it is not of Yah. So in order for us to understand scripture, the entire book, we must always resort to the Torah of Yah. And that's from Bereshit to Malachiah. Not just the first five. It is all the Torah, the Tanakh, of Almighty Yah. In order for us to understand the purposes of Yah and the revelation of what is spoken by Kephar, of what is spoken by Yahahan on Patmos, we must understand what Torah says. And that's why there are many that have conjured their own perception of Gileana. They reveal it by their own speculation, but it is not according to Torah. It must line up with Torah. That is why we must study. We must do it diligently. There must be an appetite to understand the things of Almighty Yahweh. It cannot be this little moment of esprit that we take a few moments for him, but it has to be a thing that is a continuous thing, that our minds are not even fed unless there's a delight in the Torah, the word of Yah. We ought to feel empty, and there are us here that are quite empty, for the Torah has no significant palate to your taste. Nothing at all. You justify yourself by reading one or two scriptures. When a man gives himself over to Torah, or a daughter to Zion, you will see it in the actual fruition of their lives. The stability, because it is one thing that Elder Wyman brings out often, that is the chukmah, the wisdom of Yah. And that deals with the fraternal or the tenderness of Yah. It is a feminine Arabic expression, but it deals with the tenderness of Yah, that he deals with you personally, and he deals with you from a motherly or an Aima perspective. Does not the Aima deal kind of differently than the Avat? That touch is tender. And so we must understand the hukmah, the principles of Almighty Yahweh. And if we do not understand that, we will not understand the fidelity of Yah. In order to experience the wisdom, then we must adhere to what our Abba speaks to us. And if there is no energy for him, no time to seek out his imats, you will look like a dead, dried up leaf. No life, no strength of beauty and character. That is just the truth. Even the wicked will recognize one when they sense something about them that is differently. They may not understand what they are saying, but they will speak in their language. I was out on the second day, Monday, and there was a man. He walked out of the store, and he says to me, he made a statement to me. I really did not understand his Ebonics or his jargon, but I did as I went. I understood what he said. And see, the same statement, there was a Mexican about this tall. And he makes the same statement. No, I'm not promoting David Roberts. I'm promoting unto us the power and the might of Yah. When a man keeps his mind steadfast upon the Most High. And so the enemy has given you enough entertainment that your mind will not be upon Yah. The televisions, your games, your stupidity, your little own selfish juvenile emotions. And you can never press beyond that. Because the emphasis is not on Yah, but it's on the individual. There is no individuality in Yahshua. His body is ichad, one. And we are ichad, we are one. And the ruach of Yah, by the power. And that power is simply that the word of Yah, or this living truth, it is made or has become such a reality that we are enraptured. When we hear it, when we speak it, when our eyes are placed upon it, we are enraptured. That there is no retaining of the joy of the Soson. And that Soson of Yah, it is beyond the expression of the natural man. It flows from the well of the living water, of the living power of truth in Israel. And if there is no imat, no truth in Israel, it will not flow. Hallelujah. How do I know? Because David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us enter into the bayit. Because he knew entering, there must be praises and dancing, that he must dance before Yah. I am not ashamed of my Abba. I'm not ashamed. Not one bit. I'm glad that he has chosen me. That I can be made a mockery. One of the most vital things that's missing among Israel, that is the Musa, the instructions, how to do things. Because we become very insane in our natural proclivity. We get upset easily because you're juvenile and childlike. I want to be a man. And a man has the ruach of Yah. And the woman has the living power of the ruach of man in her. That is the truth. Oh, I will teach somewhat today. I will preach. I am not trying to procure men unto myself. I'm trying to direct Israel to the bosom of the Abba. And they may call him Abba. And cry out unto their Abba. And so that is my commission in life. To direct men to him. Not to any expertise in me, because I possess none. Not any powerful persona that resonate or flows from me, because there is nothing there. How do I know? Because all coal, as Deacon Horn reminded us continuously, all flesh is as grass. As the grass fades, and the grass is fading, isn't it? So shall all flesh fades. The youthfulness of your beauty, it shall fade. The tenderness of your skin, the no lines, it shall fade. So that is why, as long as I have breath, I do not have to be propelled to truly acknowledge my Abba. There's a gladness in my love that sings of the sweetness, the tenderness, the mercies of Yah. That when I wake up in the morning, I want to feed on Him. Hallelujah. This is a juvenile generation. I do not retract my statements That won't be at all. It is juvenile in the natural sense of man. Their insecurities, their youthful practices. It is juvenile in the sense of understanding and the wisdom, the knowledge, the da'at of Yah. It has very little of that at all. There's a statement in Sharak that says, it actually commands us to cleave unto the Siddiq, or the righteous man, that walk in the way of the Torah, the mitzvah of Yah. That's what it says. That when you fail, that he will share your sorrows with you. Now that's in the book. That he may comprehend, that he may understand the depths of the afflictions and the sorrow. So it tells us, commands us to walk with that Siddiq man, that walk in the way of the Torah, the mitzvah of Yah. So when you fail, when your calamities come upon you, then you shall have someone to share your sorrows with you. In Israel, we have failed. All have failed. The entire of the whole, inclusive, not exclusive, all have failed. All have fallen and come short at the kabul, the honor of Yah. What is the honor of Yah? It is the express power of Yahshua, the living source of his Torah, to shine as a city that sit upon a hill from the lives of the Israelites, and that men may inquire of this one that possess statues and wisdom so great. We are funny people. We like funny things. I look at us, and I can tell my brothers and sisters, you don't impress me. I can see the life and the light of Yahshua if there's time spent in the Torah of Yah. And then indictment upon this house, you're just not doing that. You can repudiate me, but you're a deceiver and you're a liar. You're nuts. I'm going to continue from Gileana. And there's an aspect that I want to bring out with great diligence, with great understanding and wisdom, that it may reveal unto us. May I say this before I continue? Is there anything new under the sun? Nothing. He knew the end. Although I might point that out from the Bereshit, from the beginning. So there is nothing new under the sun. Listen. In order to stand the very profoundness of the vision of revelation that Yochanan saw from the Abba, you must go back to the Bereshit. You cannot understand that by commentaries of men, because they're vile men. And their crop, they have not the light of Almighty Yahweh. They have not. If they speak not according to the Nobis, not according to the commands of Yah, according to the Torah, the scripture says it is because they have no light of Hashemayim, of the heavens, in them at all. If they speak not according to the Nobi, the prophets, if they speak not according to the Torah, it's because they have no light in them. This is a generation that has been spoon-fed fallacies and lies. And when there's a man that speaks before us with clarity, then it's hard to receive that. Because in our palate, we like ice cream and cake. We will eat the ice cream and cake first before we eat the onions, the olives, and the salads. We'll eat a little of that, but we like that much better. We like the fried fish. Come on, Israel. And the fried chicken. It's all right for the moment if it's in the rotisserie style or bait. Give me the fried. Give me the fried fish. It was made to fry. You understand? And so our palate, our taste, for the things of Yah, they have been so construed that when Imap is spoken to us, we regurgitate it. We literally throw it up, we throw it back, because there's one thing that Imap truth always does. It breaks shackles. It makes you free. That you may truly acknowledge the Abba and get in the presence of Almighty Yah. Now you ask yourself, when the last time you've been in the presence of Yah? Because when you're in His presence, there is fullness. If this glass was full, would it not run over? Fullness. The glass is not quite filled. There is fullness of joy. And in the right hand of the Abba, there are pleasures evermore. They cannot be expressed. So we can speak. It's based upon a fictitious lie because you think very prominent of yourself. But we will see what the word of Yah says. Elder brought out to us, which was so precise, the identity of Israel, of his people, this identity. We must be identified, and Yah will identify his seed. I want to revisit so that I may open up your understanding or stir up your mind by way of purity, because the word of Yah is pure. That you may remember somewhat some of the things that I began to embark upon 3 Shabbats ago. Hallelujah. We know that Yochanan and Elder Wyman gave a perfect description of Patmos in the Aegean Sea. You must understand that this man, what the Aegean Sea and the waters represents, it represents the masses of the people or people. And we are in a time whereby the world is filled with masses of people, every nation. There are many. The numbers cannot be numbered. They can say what they want to, but they cannot number the masses of the people. No more than they can in the Aegean Sea tell you the volume of the sea. In the most exact mathematical formations, they cannot tell you that. Only Yahweh knows. The remnant of the seed of the elect woman, the Isha, that he is going to save. And Israel, when they are in his presence, and that is when the power of the word of Yah is revealed unto us, it caused the joy to be full. It caused pleasure of our delight in Yah to come forth out of us, that others may see this wondrous work of Yah in us, and they may honor the Abba even though they do not know who they are honoring, because they see the works in us. What the nations see in Israel is a weak people, a people that possess no character of Yahshua. Hallelujah. In order for a man to get in shape physically, or woman, she must first of all recognize that she is out of shape. I believe Deacon Horn, he exalted us to understand that a drug addict, or one that is that is incapable of delivering themselves, is because they will not identify or recognize that these are my deficiencies. And we don't realize that. We are people that will not realize our deficiencies. We're people that will accuse, but we don't realize our deficiencies. Help me. That's why he commands, let the weak say that I am strong. That we have the kuach, the strength, the might of the Abba. So as he was there on this desolate place, and this nation is desolate, there is no power of the life of Yahweh. And that is what Patmos represented to Yochanan. He cannot sense the power. It does not give us the entire thing that proceeded in his life. Yah gave us enough that we will understand in order for this to become a reality that we must search the Torah to realize why Yah was doing this, the reason behind it, and what purpose shall be served. And so this Patmos, it gives us a connotation of mythology of it gives us a representation, a paradigm of what the nations of the world are like. The hearts of the people, they're stony. They're hardened toward one another. Their heart toward Yah. They call it love, but it's with dissimulation. It's false. It's not true. A true friend loveth at all time. And you're always wounded. Is Yahshua our friend? Is he your friend, daughter? But he wounds you, doesn't he? This preacher preaches and he wounds you. And yet, he has the balm of Gilead to mend you. So he is my friend. And he wounds me daily. And I'm glad he does that. We've been taught this false perception. As I was led, so were you led. And so we must redeem it. No. Hallelujah. And so he began to see the mysteries revealed. Well, they became confident in his mind that it was revealed unto Yeshaya, Hezekiah, unto Enoch. But they were not seen in the vision like Yochanan. And his warning unto Israel, the assemblies, it was one that was stern and forthright. Or it began back in Gilead, Revelation. Chapter 18. Now I'm going to, because of time, I want to go through a few verses so that I may get to the gist. There are two things here that I really want to deal with. I will not deal with the other today. That is the garment, the purple, the scarlet. We will see the originality of that. And I know what this false whore in Rome call herself, but these things had great and grave implications of the beauty and the excellence of Yah. It's in the book. But it says here in Gilead 18:3, what Yochanan began to see is the spirit of Babel, her great power, her tentacles that reaches throughout the world. Do we not see the tentacles of Babel? And Babel is more than a city or a place whereby the power of the foul spirits go out. But it is a mindset. It is a government. It is a thought concept. It is a philosophy. It is a theology that goes forth into every realm of the earth. And the theology of Babel that we see from this city of harlotry. And that is America. She is a city of harlotry. Well, you can't say that. Well, the renewed Jerusalem is going to be 1,500 miles this way. 1,500, that's going to be massive, isn't it? So she is still a city in the sight of Yah. Do you understand? Is that not the dimension of the renewed Jerusalem? So she's a city. She is the capital of harlotry and idolatry, just like Babel was. She was the city of Shinar, the place of alluring power that allured the minds away from the Torah of Yah, and this nation takes your heart away from the Torah, its system, its finance, its theology, the mindsets, its principle, its educational system. It removes your mind away from the Torah of Yah. We have all been blinded under the umbrella of Shaitan through a religious functionality. We function within a certain speck of his order. And the only reason you're free, because he is going to save all Israel. Do you understand? And so you think he is going to reveal unto us, or allow his ministers of darkness that transform themselves into ministers of light? You think they're going to reveal unto us the essence of Yah? That's why we have this damn trash in us. It must come out. You must be renewed in the ruach of your mind by the true ruach of Yah. Cast down these lies and false isms. These men are serpents of hell. They're not of Yah. As he began to see this great power that she had in Gileana 18:3, for all nations. Again, Deacon Horn reminded us of the essence of Kol. The whole, the fullness, the entirety. Nothing is excluded. It encompasses everything. It did not say a few nations. It did not say Palestine or the land we call Israel was not a part of it. But it says all nations have drunk. They have become inebriated of the wine of the wrath of her Zonon, her fornication, her idolatry. Do we not see it today as the nations crumble, the financial institutions, they're failing? Yet the mindset of these liars and deceivers, they say that we will not resort to socialism, but yet we have a man in the house, in the dark house there, the perverted house, that is buying up the banks, the conglomerates. That's socialism. When the government runs the very arm of enterprise and mercantile and those kinds of things. That is socialist. You understand? Here, Mr. McCain, this child out of hell, just like Barack Hussein Obama, he picks this little Jezebel here, call herself Sarah Palin, and yet it is one of the most socialist states in America. Every citizen that shares in with the natural wealth, they all get a check every year. And they don't see the wickedness of their ways. A blind man never sees his wicked ways. A fool can never be corrected. Don't correct a fool. Let them be. You will get a blot. And this is a foolish nation. So the nations have drink of her wine, her indulgence. And it is more than just their It is the drunkenness of the seductive power that she has. She altered governments. That's what Bevel, that's what the Spirit does. It confuses economies. It breaks down the people. It calls even the rich men to cry out. So they have drank of the spirit of Bevel. They have indulged in her rituals, her rites. I was reading yesterday that Britain, that vile pagan nation, we began to teach sex education to the children between 4 and 5. Well, your damn television is already teaching these ones in America how to be vile and corrupt. You must get that damned of a thing out of your house. David said, I will set no evil thing before my eyes. I despise, I hate all them that turn their eyes away from the beauty of Yah. And you're entertained by the world. They consume your time. You're sick in your mind. I don't give a damn who you are. I don't care if you give $10,000 a week. It's a sick mentality. She has caused the nations to be seduced with her capitalist way of thinking, her democracy, her demonic, ashadi empowered nation, that the powers or the spirit of the king of this nation goes forth unto every nation and bind the kings. We're dealing with spiritual powers, principalities and powers, and workers of darkness and rulers beyond our visual perception. And the only way we're going to understand that, we must go back to the Bereshit, the Bereshit of all things. And so there are things that men want to deny, because our minds have been shaped by the arch enemy of Yah, Shaitan. That's why we're enemies, because we don't delight in the Torah. The heart of mine is enmity against Yah, because it takes no delight in the Torah of Yah. There's a Torah, listen to me, young daughters, there's a Torah to teach the young women how to love their husbands, and you're so full of your bush, your far ways, no one can teach you. There's a Torah to train the young men how to be quiet and submit and listen to the elders. We all think we have something to say, don't we? There's a Torah of the elderly women, how to walk, how to carry themselves, how to teach. We're full of our hypocrisy and full of our, I would say the other words. Hallelujah. You can be phony all you want to. They're catching these football players that they've been using steroids. Makes them stronger, much more athletic. The endurance is different. And so it's a false thing. So you can look like you're real, but it will be tested. You understand by the word of Yah. So my mouth shall test your own life. Yah's not hiding anything from us, especially your ways. You can pretend you're something, but you're not. Brother Patrick so diligently brought out to us the beauty of the sun when he shines. Shine on me, shine. Let the word of Yah shine on me. What it does to the fruits. I cause the growth. When this pure word of Yah shine on you, Israel, you will grow. The reason you don't grow and continue in your juvenile ways, because it's not shining on you. You understand? And that's a fact. I will show us in the book. So she has caused the nation to drink of her wine, of her wrath, because she intimidates them with her idolatrous, her fornicating spirit, with her mercantile. She has caused them to commit fornication with her. And it says, and the merchants of the earth, the merchants of the earth, they have waxed, they have grown austere. They have grown rich beyond expression. They're so rich that they cannot even count their monies. They're so rich that there is no numeric number that can be associated with their wealth and their great power of wealth. And so that is what the Spirit has done. It has caused the merchants of the earth. And these are the three unclean things that went out of the mouth of the false prophet. It is the power of a capitalist. If this is where the spirit of prophecy come from, isn't the spirit of prophecy one of those that are prognosticators? Do they not determine the future before it comes? Come on, Israel! They determine the future before it comes. So the prognosticators, they tell you what's going to happen. Is it the system of mercantile, or the capitalist system, and their democracy? Mr. Bush says we're going to have democracy in the world. But Yah says, nay, there shall be a Mishra. But it shall be according to the Torah of Yah. And it shall be administered from the power of renewed Jerusalem. That's where it shall come from. And so the three unclean spirits, Shadim, that went out of the mouth of the prophet, and every man that sits in that oval house that we call the White House in this nation, he is a prophet unto the world. When he speaks, nations change their currency, they change their ways, their attitude, their wealth will be taken overnight, and that is a fact. When the prophet speak, it had great weight in Israel, did it not? Did it not cause a scurrying or an attitude change? When the prophet of America speaks, that it caused the world to change. It caused the world to be inundated and consumed with the speech of the prophet of this nation. And she pours out her wine of false gladness, of false security, because it is not the new wine, it is not the renewed wine that has been pressed by the Abba. And we Israel shall drink in the renewed kingdom of Yah. And we shall all drink. It seems crazy, preacher. I know it does. I believe it. That's why it takes faith to believe it. You can't believe this by speculation and reading books. It has to come by the way of Yah. So she, of course, all those to take hold of her filthiness and to love her. Because she is, jump back to verse 2 quickly. Bethel, she is great. Is America great? You all pay attention today and revive yourself and allow the word of Yah to revive you. If I was sitting out there listening to this, I would be revived. You understand? I know how to revive me by enunciating and speaking this. It tells us that she was God whole. She was great. Her power was innumerable. She has influence over every nation. And that is what Gadol is. It is the power. It is to exact great power and to exact great pressure and strength upon subjects or whatever. Her name is great. Even in the most indigenous place, they can speak of New York, San Fran, or LA. And you can go to the most indigenous places on the earth, and you will see New York baseball caps and Chicago t-shirts. And they are steeped in poverty. It is right. You see what she has done. She has created something in us that I see in us. And you will see the same pattern among Israel. Are not all these things written for us? For an example? That we should not go that way? Are not the deeds of Israel, are not they given unto us that we should not go that way? Come on, Israel. Come on. Hallelujah. Bethel and verse 2 the Melach said that Bethel the great is fallen. She has fallen. And look, it says she has become the habitation of Shodim, of demonic power. They got devils and demons that run everything. Their corporate structure, based upon lies and corruption, based upon oppression, killing and robbing. So their habitation, that's why Yah commands you to come out of her, Israel. Be not a partaker of her sins. You're going to either be directed by a shadim, a demonic power out of hell, and you're going to have your religious rights and feel all right. But that doesn't mean you're right, because you feel right. And you shall know, you shall yada. Raman knew the truth. He has experienced the power of the truth of Yah. And the longer you experience that, you got to continue in the way of Yah. You got to continue in the Torah. Hallelujah. He says she has become the habitation of Shodim. She has become the whole of the stronghold of the place of power. Look at this, of Hama. He says of every wretched, vile, offensive spirit there is. Is this nation not an offense to the world? We are offensive unto each other, are we not? That's what she has become. The Hama. Almost like Hamas, isn't it? Hama. She has become the holding place of every foul spirit, everything that is treacherous, everything that is wicked, everything that is detestable in the sight of Yah. Hear me, Israel. This is a detestable place in the sight of Yah. That's what she has become. So everything that is detestable is being done, isn't it? The governments are detestable. Their laws are wicked. Their respect of gender and nationality. It is not of Yah. It is a vile place. The Torah of Yah was for the homeborn, for the stranger and the proselyte. It made no difference who you were, whether you were sojourning. The Torah of Yah is just. You understand? It was for every man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She has become this holding place at this place of every kind of foul, every kind of hama, detestable, dishonorable spirit, and a cage or a holding place, every vow or every unclean to me, everything that has no connection to Yah, everything that has no conscience of Torah. Torah teaches us that there was a way to purify and to cleanse. Did they not teach us that? So in order for our minds to be pure and have the Mara HaMashiach, we must have the mind of the Torah. We must have the mind of the Torah. It must be a mind that is governed. Your damn chicken soup mind is not governed by Yah. It's governed by your low pity and emotions. Prophesy smooth things. That's what we want a preacher to tell us. We don't want nobody to correct us. But when the brothers get up here, they correct me. Who commend their messages more than me? You don't even have the courage to say, amen. Who? Whether they're off base to the pure, all things are pure. To those that are defiled and they don't believe the word of Yah, there's nothing pure. His strength of wisdom may not be like his, but it doesn't negate the truth. It is still truth. Let the righteous, the Siddiq, we must have a Siddiq man, smite thee. You don't know the word. You love Walmart and Kmart more than you love the word. Let the Siddiq man smite thee. It will be like the precious oil. It's one thing that old Cindy Green would quote that to me all the time. Let the righteous man smite thee. It would be like the precious oil that ran down upon Aaron's head, even down his beard to the skirt of his garment. So when the Siddiq man smite you, it is the oil of Yah. We are such a stupid. We are people that are stupid, I'm telling you. It doesn't take much to buffoon us. It really doesn't. It doesn't take much to buffoon us, brother. Josh. Tell you the truth, son. It doesn't take much at all. Not at all. Because our minds are not the mind of HaMashiach. Hallelujah. She has become the Tomi, the place of everything that is foul and wicked. And every kind of, listen now, listen, it says every kind of hateful. Are the nations hating this nation? As they say in the slang word, man, don't be hating on me. Are they not hating on this nation? She is where every kind of hateful spirit generate from Babel. Yah says, come out of her democracy, her system. Come out of her logics, her philosophies, her thinking, her education. Come out of way, her enthusiasm. That's what he tells you. Hallelujah. That's what he tells you. He says, come out. Come out of her, my people. Be ye not a partaker of her sins. Her ways that cause you to blatantly defy the Torah of Yah. And we don't come out from this whore because we're drunk. It's hard to get a drunk man up. When he's pukey and he stinks, I'm gonna touch him. Who wants to touch old drunk man that he is so filthy in the vile that has spewed out of him? Puke in his head, puke in his mouth, puke all on him. You come on, Israel. I don't want to touch that. And then the hateful spirits will come out of him when you're trying to help him. Get your head up. Get your head up. That's what this president said. We go it alone. We bomb the hell out of Iraq alone. And now he is saying that we need the help of every nation. Now he is saying to them, your system is in cahoots with my system. And if you forsake this, you will fall. And the nations are seeing that today because they are drunk with the seductiveness of the superficial power that has come from the strength of demons and devils and sharp demons. That's where it's come from. They don't know the power of Yah. You know what the power of Yah is? It is the power of his Siddiq, his Torah. He did not say that the nations would see Israel because of the great miracles. He would say that the testimony, as Elder Wyman reminded us, he said, what is a nation that is so great that have such statues and a law like this, a Torah like this, that they shine like the noonday sun? The Torah always corrects us. It shows us our place. Women, men, Isha, Ach. The Torah shows you that. It shows you, Ach, my brother, your place and your rightful place. It shows you, daughter. Stupidity of this generation. You think you're wise? No, the word of Yah is wise. The word of Yah will make a man wise. I possess nothing, but this word will make you wise. If you pant after it like a deer pants after water. Will a deer begin to dig, Brother James, if it's looking for water, will it dig down in the earth? That's what we must dig in this book to understand the power of His truth. It is our resource of life, brothers and sisters. And the Torah was the only book before any letter that Shaul wrote. So you cannot understand even the speech of Shaul unless you have the mind of a Hebrew or understand the mind of a true child of Israel. You cannot. I don't care what these land dogs say. They've taught us wrong. And we've been proponents of that, teaching others wrong. Come on, Israel. So every kind of foul spirit, and this is the lying, seductive spirit that lead men unto this spirit of zona, this fornicating spirit of idolatry, to practice idolatry, to practice every kind of heathenistic form of ritualism worship. You think highly of yourself, do you not? But that's not what scripture tells you. It tells us to think highly of others. Do you rebel when yourself tell you to wash your face and you say, I'm not going to wash it? You wash it, don't you? So when someone instructs you in the things of Yah, don't be a stupid jackass of a fool. Just receive it. So we think highly of ourselves and we think very little of others. That's the reason why I'm going to point it out. Or as the old preacher would say, I'm going somewhere. Where with this, all right? Whether you ride with me or not, I'm going to take your ride today. Hallelujah. Is that all right? I'm going to take you on a ride. Get on board this train. It was a song we used to sing too. Don't miss how they think. Don't miss this train. If you miss it, I feel sorry for you. Whoa, get on board. I'll sing it. You know what I'm talking about, Sister Horn. You got it. Those men that sang those songs, they came out what we call the church, unquote. All of them, they had a consciousness to the songs that they sang. And so we see where even in Babel, the drunkenness of the nation, we see it today. The nations are drunk. Does a drunk man, the scripture calls the word when he reels to and fro, back and forth. The scripture used the word, it is spelled in the Arabic sense, it's kul. K-H-O-O-L, cool, cool. And it is the twist and the turn. It is to have no uncertain, your equilibrium is gone. And that's what the nations are doing, are they not? They're twisting and reeling. The financial market, I watched the Dow on Friday. I watched how it just spin out of control. And I would update myself on, you would watch the faces of these young men making 500,000, 600,000, 700,000 a year. They're not concerned about the patriots or those that invest in their money. They're losing it. They're concerned about their million-dollar townhouse and their Ferrari and their Jag and their Lamborghini. Yeah. They don't go to Walmart to buy a $6 pair of pants. They have $1,500 suits. $700 leather shoes made. That's what they do. Hallelujah. So this nation is a cool, 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 cool. It's a cool nation, is it? It is. She's twisting. She's reeling back and forth because she's drunk. And a drunk man will always reel. Listen again. Verse 4. Yah, He admonished us, Israel. Please hear me. He says, and Yochanan said, I heard another voice. It came from Hashemayim. And it uttered in such a strength and power, he said, I heard. He said, I heard. It was made plain. And the command was, come out of her, my people, that you be not a partaker of her sins, and you receive not the plagues that you must, that must come upon her. So Yah command us, Israel, to come out of her. Her ways of monetary reward system, her way of thinking by deception, her way of causing one's mind to be patterned after a certain fashion. He said, come out of her. Come out of her system. Come out of her belly. Come out of this great love you have for her. You can't hold a dollar because you take it to her, don't we? Come on, Yisrael. You all might as well say, help me, Yah. You can't hold on to a nickel because you love her so. Come on here, somebody. We love her, so we got to take every nickel. That's our way of offering unto her. Sure it is. How do I know that? Because the world loves money. And that's what it wants you to bring them. The love of money is the root of all evil. So say, bring me the money. Benny Hinn wants money. T.D. Jakes wants money. Yah wants Israel. Hallelujah. He wants Israel. So the command, Israel, come out of her. Quit thinking like her. Don't do what she does, because her ways are full of deceit. They're full of deception. Come out of her, my people, and be ye not a partaker of her sins, that you will not receive her plagues as well. You got to come out of her religious system, her system of mercantile, her system of deception, her democracy. Yeshua has made us liberated, hasn't he? Then we'll liberate it. We don't need no constitution. Our constitution is the Torah of Yah. We're not going to steal. We're not going to rob. We're not going to murder someone. We're not going to commit adultery with another man's wife or husband. We're not going to do those kinds of things. We're not going to establish any kind of damn gods before the Most High and bow down to a corrupt image of a Jesus. This vile thing created by the minds of hell. It's the spirit of mercantile. Bring the money. Jesus wants your money. Jesus wants that. Come on, saints. I don't like the word saints anyway. Come on, Kiddushim. We are the Kiddushim. Yeah, you say that singular or plural. Just like you say deer. Not deers. Deer. We are the Kiddushim. 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 So in your songs, quit singing saints. Kiddushim. That's a Greek metaphor. We are the Kiddushim of Yah. We got to start thinking right. Hallelujah. I don't care what you have learned. You can teach your old dog new tricks. The woman at the well, Yahshua taught her a new way. Come on, Yisrael. He called her dog. If he called her dog, call me one. Do we not go back to our same puke? Our ways are pukey. They are filthy and they stink, don't they? Can I show us an example? Is someone trying to lose weight and we do a certain thing for a while and we go back to the same way, don't we? Come on, Yisrael, we're prone to that. That's why there has to be a reforming and a reshaping of the mind. It must be, and the only way it's going to be done by truth. You got to know the truth of you. I have no problem with the truth of me. No whatsoever. I have none whatsoever. That's why a Sadiq or man that is wise, he will hear. So when a man speaks to me, I hear. I don't care. I don't care what Brother Day may get up here and say, a Brother Randy, in his kind of somewhat muted speech. We talk at times with Brother Randy. I used to spend a lot of time together. When I would go to the gym, there are times I'm cyclical. I go through stages and I don't participate. And then all of a sudden, I say, come on, my son. But he says things that are truth and they correct my way. You gotta be a stone jackass if your ways cannot be corrected. Who do you think you are? Correct me, Yah. How? In thy judgment, not in thy anger. Brother, I used to quote that all the time when he would come. And not in thy anger, unleash you, Yah. Bring me to nothing. This generation is stupid. We're wise in our own conceit. We think we're smart, but we're dumb as. Come on. Fool doesn't like correction.
Yes, Israel, you ought to, when Yah correct you, you ought to just jump and shout. When the Sadiq man correct you, you ought to just shout. To be like a stubborn bull with a pig spirit. Hallelujah. I told you all the story about that woman on down there at Sam's. She said, y'all don't mess with me now. That's what she said to the manager. Of course, she said it to me. I can hear. And I said to her, if she mess with you, what are you going to do? She said, nothing. I said, ah, you're not going to do a thing, huh? Well, I knew she was just talking because she knew she needed her job. I wrote the check. She took the check to get it certified. And so when she came back, I said, you learned something new today, didn't you? She was an ignorant woman. I said, you learned that you don't have to get checks certified if you make any credit card payment. She said, don't you mess with me. Don't you mess with me. I said, you must have had a hard night. She said, a hard night and a hard day too. I said, I understand. I said, how old are you? 22. Sad. How many children you have? She looked at me. And her look was kind of strange. Like she said, two. Woman, I'm not asking you these things to try to be. I'm just trying to show you something about you that you need to see. I said, you take care of yourself, all right? See you again, all right? Okay. So we don't want y'all messing with us. Don't mess with me, y'all. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that, preacher. You're stupid. You're ignorant. Correct a wise person, they become wiser. Well, why did he tell me this? Why would he tell me that? There's a purpose behind it. Am I a nitpicker? Sure, I nitpick. Can we get into the kingdom with spot or blemish? We cannot. So I better nitpick. You tell me, you sisters that doing the laundry, you take out something, you say, oh, what that spot? I didn't see that spot on there. Well, let me try a little something. So you take it to the fuller sink, don't you? You may come on here, Israel. Talk to me. You try to get the spot out, right? So that's what I'm trying to do by the word of Yah. Get the spot out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the rich men, they have waxed or sheer through the abundance of the delicacy or riches of her merchandise. They have waxed rich. And that's what this nation has done. The Lehman Brothers, the banks of America, they have stripped the poor and robbed them and beat their backs down like dogs. But devil, your kingdom is coming down. For the kingdom of Yah shall be established. Listen to what he says to us, Yisrael, in the fourth verse. He said, I heard another voice saying, come out of her, my people, that you may not partake of her sin, nor receive of her plagues. Verse 5. He says, for her sins have reached to Hashemayim, the heavens. And Yahweh has, he has zakah. His thoughts are upon her sins. Do you understand that? It's almost like you seeing someone, your brother, your sister, and you're reminded of their transgressions. And they cause your eyes to swell and your anger to be vitiated. You all know what I'm talking about. He says, for her sins, for I have zakar, her iniquities, her avon. What are iniquities, brothers and sisters? It is a mind that rejects the discipline of Torah. Torah disciplines us in everything. It is a discipline to Israel. And the more we understand the power of Torah, the more we delight in it. Hallelujah. The more we understand that, it brings us to the health of Yah, to His wealth, to the beauty of Yahshua, makes our countenance to shine. That's what Torah does. And one thing the enemy does, he keeps you out of the Torah. Come on, honey, you're not doing anything because you picked a book up and read it. That doesn't mean nothing. All the wise men said to us that wisdom is the principal thing. But in all thy getting, we must get understanding. You understand what time as the horse turn come on. What time they're going to be bawling. Or what time the football game comes on. Come on, Israel.
You understand what baked chicken fajari is down the street, and know they're going to have extra wings, not wings, wings later on. You got time for frivolous, foolish games that cause your mind to become unproductive. Those things, that's what the enemy has created them, not to make our minds productive. I don't give a damn if it's chess, checkers, whatever it is. I don't give a Scrabble, whatever. Come on if you're bad enough. Come on up here. I'm a warrior. I don't mind because I punch very hard. I can hit very hard. Come on then. That's a fact. And so we give it over to that. But no Torah delicacies. Open the book. As a young man, let me say this. I'm going to finish my message, all right? I recall as a young man, I will almost just aggravate my oldest brother. Can I come to your house for what? Let's open the book. Baby boy, you were just here last night. I know. But I can't get enough of it. Just please. And I will literally, honestly, I tell you no lie. I will just go to his house just hoping he will open it. And then sometime he'll say, all right, baby boy, you find something in mine. It will just make my heart swell. I would go just for him to open the book. And if there was a man that had a tremendous gift, he did. But he sold it as Esau. If I met a man that had the ability to teach the word of Yah, like no other man, he had it. He was ignorant like I was. But he taught with the ability that Yah had placed within him. He could open that book and I would go and say, come on, baby boy, I'm tired. I know you're tired, but please. I would literally sit for hours. And then in order for him to get rid of me, he would just open it up. If it was 15 minutes, okay. I go on that strength. You get off a quiet, but that's the truth. I don't boast in my ability. I boast in the power of the word of Yah. It calls the love to be filled with pleasure. That's what it does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what it calls. Verse 6. Scripture says, shekhah, to make sure that reward, shekhah, rewards her even as she rewarded you. Now you see how you reward Yah? What he tell you, when he tells you to lift hands and praise him, come on Israel, he's going to reward you that way if you don't do it. So he says, reward her as she rewarded you. And double to her portion according to her mitzvah, her laws or works. In the cup which she has filled, fill. Listen now. Not only fill now. Not only fill, but fill to her double. It's double filled. You understand that? It's like having that cup like that, trying to put that water on top or turn it over. You know it's not going to work. The terror of Yah is going to overflow and their hearts are panting now. Pains and sorrow are filling the hearts. Article other day says, baby boomers, kiss your retirement goodbye. Your 401k. For they have laid up their gold and their treasures upon the earth. Yah commands us to lay up our treasures in Hoshemayim. For the Ross has taken their treasures now. The canker, Brother Michael, 46,000. I said, round it off! 50 grand. His house. He's lost that kind of money. And he's not going to get it back. That's why he tells us to lay up our treasures in the kingdom. Brother walks up to me and said, Pastor, I got this amount of money if you need. I said, if I need it, I know where it's at. Don't need it. You hold on to it for me. I trust his hands just like I trust my hands. Or it was a large amount. Most of us would have said, give it to me. No. That ain't the issue. Period. Reward her. And he is going to shekha. He's going to shekha. 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 He's going to give her the fullness of what she has sown. Yisrael, that's what he told us to come out of her. For her rewards to you, they're false. They're not real. Till you denounce Yah. Tell you to plan your Saturday events. Forget the Shabbat.
Now, that's not Yah Yisrael. Come on. You turn your eyes away from his Emet. You got time for everything, but Yah, you got time to talk, time to walk. No time for Yah. Honey, I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's dung if you walk 50 miles away a day. Health and wealth comes from Yah. How do you get out there like a marathon and run all day? That doesn't mean you're healthy or you have the wealth of Yah. But one has the wealth of Yah, they have the mind of HaMashiach. You understand? You have the consciousness of Yah. Stupid world. It's stupid. It is. Reza Tanobi. Is it you? No, it's not you. That's why you asked the question. You want to be you that it would procure some kind of recognition. I got all the recognition I need. Behold, we are the sons of Israel. It does not yet appear what you shall be. It doesn't even appear. You look in the mirror, you shall look finer than wine. You don't look fine. But when you see him, we shall be. I got something greater than that. Oh, there will be a man that speak with the Ruach of Elijah. And that's a fact. He will come in the power of Elijah. No doubt about it, like Yochanan, the emerger. You see, like Yahshua. He shall speak in the power of Elijah. He shall. Just like he was taken up, the man is going to come. He's going to come from the bosom of Yah. And he's not going to regard any man. What do I mean? The man of the doctrines like Yahshua, he did not regard their doctrines, their speech. Let me move on because there's something I want to get to, and I will. He says, reward her of her ways, for her ways are wicked. And this is what I want to emphasize, verse 7 today. I want to show some things, all right? How much she has exudes. She's been lofty. She has honored herself. And she has lived so delicately or deliciously or so prominent in the eyes of many. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she says, listen to me, Israel. For she says, for she declares, for she utters from her lap. Is it not out of the lap the abundance of the mouth speaks? So she says out of her arrogant constitution. She says out of her lap, I sit as a queen. I sit like Isabel. Did not Isabel, through the weak propensity of Ahab, bring every kind of vile thing into the bayit of Yah, worship pagan temples? Isn't that so? And that's the spirit of Isabel. I don't care if it was a wife, when she turns her husband's mind away because of her damn polluted ways, away from walking in the strength of the Torah, she's not even a Isabel. Did not she do that? She says, I sit as a queen. No one is going to tell me. And she sits as the queen. She adores herself, America, and queenly garments. For she came out of the power of the rule of Britain, this nation. For she sent forth her degenerate, her thieves and liars to this shore. To steal, kill, rob, to enslave, to destroy, to tear down. Sure she did. It says, I sit as a queen and say, honey, I am no widow. I got a husband. Who is your man? We are not a widow. We have a husband, man. We have a husband. She says, I want to tell you, I am no widow. And look at this arrogant speech here. And she says, and shall see no sorrows. There shall be no sorrows come upon me. Do you all hear that? I don't think we hear it. There shall be no birth pains. There shall be no pains. There shall be no tremendous pressures of agony and perplexity of my people. It shall not be. Yah says to you, Israel, come out of her. She says, I will see no pain. I'm a queen. Giliana 18 and verse 18, 7, 18, 18, 7. She says, I will see no pain. I shall have no sorrow. 18:7. Now, if that's the truth, I know we read that in scripture, but it does not, it's not cognate. It doesn't play a role in what we look at. Because we want to look at things that we think are profound. That's profound. That is relevant to us. That this is the spirit of Bethel. You see, America has said we're going through just a little slowdown, a downturn. Wasn't that? Come on, Israel. Mr. Bush. Mr. Bernanke. This foul thing, Greenspan, 17 years at the helm. He just said, well, I did some things wrong. No, you fool. You open up the floodgate of hell. You were the man that Yah put there. That they all trusted. You got rich, dog. And you're on a 401k. You had 400,000. There is nothing there. You may have 100,000. Isn't that wicked? They've kept back the offering of the wage of the hireling by deceit. So wickedness in the land. So she utters out of her arrogant voice, I will not see any sorrows. She is Bethel. Bethel is more than just America. She is the spirit that emanates throughout the world. The nations are confused today. Warring, earthquakes, fighting, storms. And Joshua said, when you began to see all these things, listen. He said, when you began to see all these things, we began to see Ike and all these massive storms here. He says this. This is the beginning. The beginning of sorrows. Oh, you're not at the end yet. You're just beginning the sorrows, the pains that shall come upon this drunken whore that pollutes everyone. Turns men away from their natural use, marriage, homosexuals, perverts, teaching your 5-year-old child sexual education. My, you got 8, 10, 9-year-old girls coming on their ministry at ages like that. Their puberty, they got titties. You know something? It's twisted. Twisted as hell. They've destroyed even the mechanism of the young bodies that they don't even function. They're budding. And they don't even know what's happening. And these ignorant jackass parents, they got time for Walmart and story time, but no time to instruct them according to Torah and the wisdom of Yah. You know something is wrong. You say what you want to. And something is drastically wrong. That's why he says, come out of her. And your arrogance won't let you. Your arrogance. There are you that are so arrogant, full of haughtiness and pride. You're a dumb. You're not even a dumb jackass. You're stupid. Found an arrogant person. Man, for what? I'm going to deal with that too. I want to show you. Let me move on. Listen to this carefully. It says in the book, and I read from this source, it's from Ezra. From the third Ezra. Listen to what he says. Listen carefully. This is the prophet of Yah speaking to this time. It is so precise what he says as he speaks unto Bethel, as he speaks unto this nation and the spirit that emanates from this nation that caused folks to get drunk, that folks will risk their lives. They from Cuba now, they're going all the way around to Mexico trying to get into the whore. She looks pretty. You see them whores out on the street, the way they dress. What the world will call that looks voluptuous and nice. And they stink. Them whores lay with man after man. They don't bathe. They're full of every kind of foul spirit there is. So they're trying to get to the whore.